This is the Practical Teaching Tips Podcast. I am your host, Richard James Rogers, high school science and chemistry teacher and author of the award-winning book, The Quick Guide to Classroom Management. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Practical Teaching Tips Podcast. I am your host, Richard James Rogers. I'm the best-selling author of The Quick Guide to Classroom Management, and I've been a high school science and chemistry and mathematics teacher for about 17 years now. So I always draw upon my experiences so that I can give you relevant, easy to apply, useful information in these podcast episodes. And where necessary, I draw upon evidence-based conclusions as well. However, in today's episode, I'm going to be discussing something that's a bit lighthearted, but also has a serious element to it. And that is staff parties and socializing in general with the teachers and the colleagues that you work with. Now, my personal thoughts on this have not been particularly well received by some people. And then I've got lots of people who have told me that I'm right on the ball with this. I've had some former colleagues, for example, who have received a copy of my first book, The Quick Guide to Classroom Management. And in there, I write a whole section about how staff parties are not for partying. That's literally the name of the section. And I've had a few former colleagues get back to me and say that that was a really good part of the book, especially for NQTs and trainee teachers. We can often fall into the misconception that our teacher colleagues are our friends. And I want to reiterate in the strongest possible terms that your colleagues are the people you work with. They are not your friends. Whilst you may have very friendly relationships at work with many of them, and you may even see some of your colleagues outside of work, it's always incredibly important to remember that all of your colleagues have the ability at any time to report you to senior management for anything that they feel you've done that's inappropriate, anything they feel that you've said that's inappropriate, or for any conduct that they don't agree with. And also, there are some people who you work with, and you'll find this out the longer you teach, who will befriend you for the sole purpose of wanting something from you as well. So I always think that when we're working with our colleagues and when we're thinking about relationships between teachers at school and between schools, we must always remember to be highly professional. Even when we are at a staff party, or we're drinking together, or we're socializing together, we have to remain professional. It's easy to get too relaxed at staff parties, and you can end up drinking too much and then saying something stupid or doing something stupid, which can ruin your reputation. And the teaching profession is all about reputation. It's all about how your students see you, how parents see you, how society sees you, which is becoming ever more increasingly important these days as we tackle more contentious issues in the classroom, such as gender and history and race and all these kinds of things. Teachers are given this role of being a kind of beacon of society. You know, we are expected as teachers by everyday people to be, I guess, of a higher standard in terms of our conduct and behavior. You know, that there's many things we're not allowed to get away with as teachers. And when we're working with colleagues, when we're socializing with colleagues, we must remember to be polite. We must remember to keep our language polite. And we must avoid, where possible, dirty jokes or silly jokes or anything that could cause offense. And you've got to be really careful about this these days, especially when it comes to borderline flirtatious behavior, interpersonal and intergender dynamics, that kind of thing. And now I could talk for ages about this, but essentially what it boils down to is, even when you are sat with your colleagues having a drink, relaxing, you still need to have this mindset that you are in a professional setting, and you have to watch your words, you have to be careful what you say. A lot of teachers, when they're at staff parties, they make the mistake of falling into gossip. This is a big one. It's a very common problem that happens. And what teachers will do is they'll have a few drinks, they'll loosen up, and they'll start dishing out the dirt on a colleague, or they'll start dishing out the dirt on their boss, or complaining about school systems or something. And then what will happen is the person who you thought you could trust with that information will pass it on to someone, or will talk about it to someone else. And maybe the intention is not to hurt you. They might just be gossiping themselves. And then all of a sudden you might find yourself in a sticky situation where someone at school is talking to you in a more formal capacity about what you've said at a staff party or what you've done at a staff party. So I know it's important to let our hair down at this time of the year, particularly if you teach in the UK or the United States, or you follow a Western school system. You know, we're about to enter the school holidays. My school holidays actually started 3 weeks ago. I teach at an international school in Bangkok, Thailand, and we follow the British curriculum. But I've been on summer camp for 3 weeks. So my last day of summer camp is tomorrow. And we do have a little gathering of summer camp teachers tomorrow. And there will be maybe some drinks involved. And I know already that going into that, I'm having drinks with my colleagues. I'm not having drinks with my mates, my friends from my hometown in North Wales. Totally different situation. If I'm with my friends in my hometown, I can loosen up. You know, I can really be myself. Yeah. And, you know, we can have a good old laugh together. But even in that situation, even with my friends in my hometown, I'm still a teacher. And there's still, you know, that societal kind of expectation that I don't go too far with the, you know, with the loosening up and the relaxation, and I don't go too wild. But when I'm with my colleagues, you know, I can have a few drinks, we can have a few laughs, we can talk about the camp and things, we can, you know, wind down a little bit, but we can't take it too far. You know, I still need to make sure that I'm polite. I'm not saying things I shouldn't say or saying things that would cause me a problem later on. Another thing that some staff members tend to forget is their tolerance for alcohol. Now, I've reached a stage in my life now where if I'm at a special event, and it has to be quite a special event, I may drink a glass of champagne or wine or something, but it will just stop at the one or two glasses. Other than that, I don't drink alcohol at all anymore. And the reason for me personally is that I know what effect it has on me, and it's not good. I've never been someone who can handle alcohol very well. It makes me say stupid things. It makes me do stupid things. And it makes me cause embarrassment to myself and sometimes to other people, you know. And I learned that a long time ago. So I know my limits. And I think it's important that as teachers, we do know our limits when it comes to intoxication and how far we can go, when, especially when we're with colleagues. So be careful in these staff parties that we're about to have. Be mindful of the people around you. Remember that they may be friendly, but they're not your friends. They're your colleagues. And I really strongly, strictly believe that. Like I said, I've had some flack for that in the past, you know, particularly from primary school teachers where, you know, they really do work very, very closely with each other. Probably more closely than secondary school teachers do. But I still believe that you have to be mindful that your colleagues are your colleagues. They're not your friends. I was reading a thread yesterday on Twitter by Whistleblowing Teacher. And to give you the gist of it, a male primary school teacher was at school, and it's coming to the end of the year. People are loosening down a bit. And his female colleague kind of walked up to him. They had a conversation and she said, "I would do you anytime." Now, for those who don't understand colloquial British English, that means I would have sex with you. Now, of course, she was joking, and him and her had a bit of a giggle about it. But this guy had written to Whistleblowing Teacher on Twitter to say that he felt uncomfortable about it. And you really do need to be aware of that, that just because you think you've had a joke with someone and they've giggled doesn't necessarily mean they feel okay about it afterwards. And you need to be very, very careful these days, particularly male teachers, I have to say. And I think it is important to make the distinction, because we do live in a post-Me Too era now. You hear all the time about sexual harassment cases in the news. You know, we've had this, you know, this recent thing with the BBC presenter and everything. So it's very much an issue that's that is on a lot of people's minds. And as a man, as a male teacher, you do need to be a bit careful about what alcohol does to you and what you say or do when you drink too much alcohol, particularly around female colleagues. And for female colleagues as well, be careful about what you're saying around male colleagues. So, I mean, to sum it up, just be careful about what you say around colleagues, basically. You need to be particularly careful about religion and politics. Those are obvious things. Try to steer clear of those, because they tend to really make people erupt, and they cause conflict. And also anything to do with appearance as well. Don't flirt with your colleagues. And, you know, maybe I'm sounding a bit patronizing here. Some people might be listening to this and thinking, "Oh, come on, Richard, you know, we're not children, we know this." But you'd be surprised at how many teachers, when they've had a few drinks, will start to become flirtatious. I've had it happen to me a few times from female colleagues. There was one that really went quite far and started to kiss me on the lips after she'd had too much to drink, and it was kind of like I couldn't pull myself back in time. You know, and I've seen male colleagues get very flirtatious with female colleagues, you know. So you've got to be a bit careful about this. You've got to know your limits. You've got to know that these people are the people you work with. They're not your friends. They're not people who you should be flirting with, okay? They're your colleagues, and you have to maintain professionalism. But aside from that, aside from those what I hope are obvious things, enjoy these staff parties, and You know, I always remember when I first graduated and I became a teacher, and I went through teacher training college, and I was newly qualified, I would avoid staff gatherings like the plague, because back in those days I was more rigid than I am today, and I believe that you had to be highly professional at all times, you know, and you can't loosen up with colleagues. I'm not of that opinion anymore. I do think that staff gatherings, staff parties are kind of part of our job as teachers. You know, we kind of do need to turn up to these things, but don't take it too far, okay? You only need to show your face. You only need to maybe spend an hour, have a drink or two. If you drink alcohol, remember, know your limits. Talk with a few people. Wish people well. You know, thank you for your support this year. It's been great working with you. If you've got colleagues who are moving on to a new school or just to a new chapter in life, wish them well. You know, say you can keep in touch with me. If you have business cards, you can hand those out. You know, maybe tell people your email address and things. So, you know, I mean, that part of it, that social aspect of it is refreshing, and it's nice, and it is part of our job as teachers. We are social creatures, and teaching is a profession where we do need to work very closely with each other. And because of that, there has to be trust. And I often think that especially young teachers, trainee teachers, they forget about this point. For me, I always understood it, but I think a lot of younger teachers don't quite get it, that teaching is a trusted profession. It's a trust-based profession as well. And if you're seen to be going a bit too wild at a staff party, or you do something you shouldn't do, you take it too far, it kind of erodes that trust that people have in you. As I said, it's a reputation-based profession. I know, for example, I've worked with many heads of department in the past, and there's one in particular who I worked with in the UK who had very high personal professional standards of himself, and I would have been quite embarrassed to get drunk in front of him, to be honest. You know, I'd be embarrassed to get drunk in front of any colleague. But I'll let you decide what you think is best for you in terms of your limitations. But I would recommend that you don't ever get drunk in front of a colleague. You know, you need to be in full control of what you're saying and what you're doing. You need to have full capacity. Also, you might want to kind of think about the premise of the staff party before you go to it as well, or the staff gathering. One mistake I made, which is kind of laughable, again, when I was a very young teacher in my mid-20s, there was a staff professional development gathering at a kind of posh hotel kind of restaurant place near Chester, where I used to work. And the idea of the day was kind of like a gathering, but also kind of like professional development. But I kind of didn't realize that. I thought it was a bit more relaxed than that. And there was a bar at this place, and I ordered a pint of Guinness. And it was the lunch break of the day, and I sat there drinking this pint of Guinness, and I was the only one who had a pint of Guinness and who drank any alcohol that day. And after the lunch break was finished, and I went back, a few people kind of said to me, "Did you just drink some alcohol? You're not really supposed to. It's a professional development day." And some of the senior managers looked at me a bit weird that day after that. So I think they kind of, after that, they kind of laughed it off, and they gave me the benefit of the doubt because I was so young and I was very new to the profession back then. But you do have to bear these things in mind. Sometimes we go into a staff gathering not knowing what the context of it is. Obviously, if you're going to a bar or you're going to a pub or you're going to a restaurant where there's free flow alcohol or something, the expectation is that everyone's going to be drinking or most people are going to be drinking. But know your limits. Make sure you're in full capacity, full control of what you're saying and doing at all times. If you feel like you're getting a bit tipsy, I recommend you go home. Seriously. You know, if you know you're reaching that point where, okay, I've had a bit too much to drink now, I'm starting to say some stupid stuff, I'm starting to get a little bit too merry, it's perfectly acceptable and perfectly fine to say, okay, everyone, I'm going to head home now. It's been great working with you this year. Enjoy the summer and go home with grace and dignity. That is much better than thinking to yourself, oh, I've got to stay the whole night because we're all here and I've got to see everyone and I've got to socialize. And then you end up drunk and you end up taking it too fast. You know, you end up being a bit silly and then, you know, people start questioning your judgment and your whether they can trust you or not. So, yeah, I think that kind of summarizes everything I wanted to say on that, really. I think I've explored everything. What are your thoughts on staff parties and staff gatherings? I've always thought that alcohol plus colleagues is never a good combination because it always leads to some problems, always. You have to make sure that you're protecting yourself as a teacher. And we do live in a much more litigious, trigger-prone society today where people are much more highly offended than even 15, 16, 17 years ago when I was that newly qualified teacher. Things have changed so much in such a short space of time. And you need to be very careful about what you say. If you have opinions about things which are somewhat controversial, keep them to yourself at a staff gathering. Maybe you've got your own opinions about LGBTQIA+, for example, or you've got your own opinions about critical race theory, or you've got your own opinions about immigration, you know, or, you know, some kind of, some kind of tangy kind of insightful, juicy issue, you know, that divides people. Keep your opinions to yourself. You know that your party with your colleagues is not the place to talk about that stuff. When you're with your friends, you're at your hometown in your local pub, you know, and you're with like-minded people who know you very well, or you're with family, maybe that's the place where you can talk about those things. But even then, remember, you have a position as a teacher in society, so always bear that in mind, okay? And also, the other thing not to forget as well, again, something which has changed a lot in the past 15 years is technology. And don't forget that anyone can record you at any time as well. So again, if you say something stupid, you do something stupid, it takes a few seconds for someone to pull out their camera on their phone and record you. And that happens much more often than you might think. Through my blog and this podcast and through my books and after becoming somewhat famous, I started to get, and I still get, a lot of fan mail and emails and correspondence from teachers all around the world. And it's so eye-opening because when you're in your little bubble as a teacher with your colleagues, you only see really what's happening in the context of what you're doing. But being this kind of micro celebrity now that I've kind of reached now, I've had a lot of insight into what other teachers are experiencing around the world. And it's really shocking what goes on at some of these staff parties and some of the stories that have come to me of what teachers have done at staff parties and how teachers have loosened up too much. Some teachers, for example, when they drink too much, they get too touchy-feely, you know? They start becoming more tactile, touching people on shoulders and things, or touching people on their legs or something. And you know, you can make people feel awkward doing that. Some teachers, when they're at staff parties, they go all out, you know? And again, it depends on context, but you know, some people, if there's a particularly a karaoke machine nearby, for example, I had one person email me saying that a colleague had chosen some kind of song that had some really dirty lyrics in it and started singing it on the karaoke. And at the end of it, he said something really rude, you know, and it kind of, you know, obviously he was very drunk and a lot of people were laughing, but after that people started talking and they started saying, yeah, you know, he did this at the staff party and it ruined his credibility, you know? So you got to think about these things. Don't be afraid of staff parties, but know your limits. My advice is to show your face, stay for an hour or two, pace yourself. You don't need to talk to everyone. Sit with whoever's next to you. Have a nice conversation. And when you leave, just thank everyone. Make sure you thank them for working with you that year. Wish everybody well for the summer or whatever break it is that you have next. Maybe it's the weekend. And that's where you can leave it. Yeah, and that's it, I think. That's it. So thank you very much, everybody. If I've missed anything, please let me know. You can email me. My email address is info@richardjamesrogers.com. One more time, that's info@richardjamesrogers.com. And why not check out my award-winning best-selling book on Amazon? It's called The Quick Guide to Classroom Management, 45 Secrets That All High School Teachers Need to Know. And my second book has won a 5-star accolade from Reader's Favorite. And that one's all about feedback. It's called The Power of Praise, Empowering Students Through Positive Feedback. And you can find that on Amazon as well. Barnes & Noble, Blackwell's, all good retailers stock those first two books of mine. So thank you, everyone. Enjoy the summer holidays. Most of my listeners are in the UK. If you don't have a summer holiday, then continue to enjoy the great job of teaching, the privilege of teaching young people and inspiring the next generation. You'll be amazed the impact we have. Again, personal story. I just had a senior student of mine who got a really good grade in chemistry, and she sent me an email to just say what an impact I'd had on her, what an incredible journey it had been for her. And you know, when you receive that, you not only do you realize that even your older students, the ones who are 18 and 19 years old, they still crave that feedback, and they're still children. Even when they're at that age, you know, they still, how can I say this? What's the best way to say it? They're at that age, I guess, where what you say as a teacher to them is incredibly important, and they respond so intuitively, and they crave your validation. I think that's what I'm trying to say. Even those older students, age 18 and 19, they really do crave sincere validation from their teachers, sincere feedback. And they want to please you. And if you engineer your lessons properly and you teach properly, and I know that's kind of like a broad statement there, because, you know, that's complicated in and of itself. But all young people, they really respond well to sincere, positive feedback. And as teachers, we do have such an important role to play in young people's lives. So if you don't have a summer holiday, continue to inspire those children, because you are literally changing the world for the better when you do that. You literally are. Take it from me. I've seen the snowball effect. I've seen what happens when you teach someone who's a teenager, age 16 years old, and you find out when they're 32, 33, that they're a PhD in something, and they're a big influencer, and you've had an impact on their lives. So we do have a profound impact as teachers. For those of us who do have a summer holiday, take the time now to relax, to reflect, to recenter yourself, and to just have a break, have a good break, and get yourself rested for the new academic year, because everything's going to change soon. It's going to be, I think, the academic year 2024. What are we on now? 2023 to 2024. That's going to be the most challenging academic year we've had thus far at the time of making this podcast, because we've now got AI. And I think AI is just going to really, really explode in the next 12 months. It's going to just adapt and evolve so much. It's already very different to how it was when ChatGPT first came out. So that's going to really hit us hard. We're going to have a lot of students coming through with all kinds of challenges that they face in their day-to-day lives, and technology is going to be a big part of that. So as teachers, you know, we're going to have quite a challenging academic year coming up, I think. So get rested over the summer, and let me know your thoughts on today's podcast episode. I hope I didn't waffle too much. Thank you, everyone. Until next time, bye-bye for now.